Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We are so happy you are here to share your Saturday with us.
My name is Pauline, friends, and yes, happy Saturday. We are looking forward to reviewing everything we learned this week.
Today, we'll review this week's lessons, practice some great keywords, and we get to see all those fun features again, too.
So, Peter, what happened here at LTE Studios this week? Do you remember?
Oh, we had some great shows this week. Yesterday and the day before, we talked about maps and directions. And if you need help getting to the coffee pot, just ask Pauline.
Hey, I am always glad to help a fellow coffee lover.
Hey, look, a spider.
Where? I want to see it.
I don't. But if you do, just check out the spider exhibit at the Natural History Museum.
We also had a really good talk about it lesson. Are you getting enough sleep? If you are not, well, what are you doing about it?
That was a good reminder for all of us.
We also went to the supermarket. Those are really useful words to know that we learned on that show.
Yes, they are, Pauline. We all go to the supermarket. And if you are trying to first learn English, food is a great place to start and end with, too. I just like food.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get going. Let's watch all those great lessons together.
That sounds like a great plan, Pauline. All right, friends, we'll first watch the lessons and then we'll ask you some questions later. So make sure to pay attention. All right, here we go, friends.
Matt, I'm going to the supermarket after work. Do you want to come?
Okay, Susie. I have to buy some things, too.
I need to buy some fresh produce.
The supermarket has lots of good produce.
I know. I plan to make a salad for the office party tomorrow.
I should make something, too. Or maybe I'll just get something from the deli.
Don't bring deli food. You can cook something.
But I'm not a very good cook.
You can make a simple meat or seafood dish.
Such as?
Well, there are lots of easy chicken dishes. Some of them are very good.
Maybe.
Well, maybe you can get some ideas at the supermarket.
Maybe, but I'll still check out the deli food.
What's on your shopping list, Taylor?
I need some beef and pork. I also need produce to make a salad. What's on your list?
I don't have one.
You didn't make a shopping list?
No, I don't need a shopping list. I just look around the store and buy what's on sale.
All right, but you waste money that way. You buy things that you don't need.
So let's go to the meat department first. Maybe I'll get some chicken.
Okay, then let's go to the produce department. I need lettuce.
Maybe I'll get some apples. Those are my favorite fruit.
I also need milk.
Me too. We can go to the dairy section.
And I need bread and a few other things.
Lead the way. I'll push the shopping cart.
Stephen is very busy. He's busy at his job. And he's busy at home. He plays video games at night. Sometimes he plays until after midnight. He has a big problem. He is tired every morning. He can't stay awake. So he drinks a lot of caffeine. This week, Stephen has early meetings every morning. The meetings are very important. His friend Mark is worried. Mark sees Stephen at his desk. He touches Stephen's shoulder.
Stephen, are you asleep?
Asks Mark.
Wake up.
Stephen looks up.
What time is it?
He asks.
It is 8:30. You have a meeting soon,
says Mark.
No problem. I can drink an energy drink,
Stephen replies.
You drink too much caffeine. Are you staying up late every night?
Asks Mark.
Well, yes, I play video games every night,
answers Stephen.
That's a bad habit. You have to sleep more,
says Mark.
I'm okay,
answers Stephen.
I like my games. I win a lot, too.
But you have meetings every morning this week,
says Mark.
I can drink more caffeine,
answers Stephen.
Sleep is important,
replies Mark.
You can't drink energy drinks every day.
Sure I can. I do it all the time,
says Stephen. Who knows best?
Hi, Matt. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a map of the Natural History Museum.
Why? Are you going there?
Yes, there is a spider exhibit.
Interesting. Where is the exhibit?
I don't know. So I'm looking at the map. Oh, here it is.
I see it. It's in the north part of the museum.
I have another question for you.
What?
Do you go to Nelson's department store very often?
No, why?
I need a new hat. Do they have a hat department?
I think so. It's by the south door of the store. Or maybe it's by the east door.
It's okay. I can look at a map at the store.
Good morning, Tina. May I ask you a question?
Sure, James.
Where is the coffee pot? I'm meeting a friend there.
The coffee shop? It's not far from here.
So I can walk there?
Yes. You can probably get there in 5 minutes.
How do I get there?
Go out the office door and turn right.
Okay, then what?
Walk straight ahead for 4 blocks. When you get to Cook Street, turn left.
Is the coffee pot on Cook Street?
Yes. Walk straight down Cook Street. The coffee pot is half a block from the next corner.
On which side of the street?
On the left side. It's a nice place, and the coffee is great.
Well, that really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? Now let's review with a few questions.
All right, let's first start with the supermarket.
Okay, well, I want some meat for sandwiches. Which department do I go in to the supermarket?
Oh, that's the meat department. Is that the answer?
You can find chicken, beef, and pork in the meat department. But this was a little bit of a tricky question. The answer I was looking for was the deli.
Oh, you did trick me. I should have known that. Well, the deli has many prepared foods. You can get meat that is already cooked, too.
Well, Susie plans to make a salad for the party. Where should she go in the supermarket?
Oh, now that's easy. She can go to the produce department.
Very good. And if she would like some milk or butter, she can go to the...
dairy section.
All right. Well, let's move on from food. Stephen is very busy. He's busy at his job. And he's busy at home. He plays video games all night. Sometimes he plays until after midnight. What's his problem?
Well, Stephen has lots of problems, but I will say the one answer in our lesson. Stephen's problem is that he is tired.
Yes, Stephen is tired, but we can quickly see why. But we all have bad habits. What is a habit?
A habit is something that we do. We do it so often that we can do these things or make these decisions without even thinking about it.
Also, I have to say, too much coffee and those energy drinks, those are not going to solve your problem.
Hey, Peter, I'm thinking about where to get a hat. Where should I go?
Maybe you can find one at the department store.
Do they have a hat department?
Alex thinks so. Maybe you can go with him.
Good idea. Maybe I'll ask him about it during the break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Thanks for practicing your English with us on your weekend. You guys are great.
Yes, it really does help your English to review and practice what you learn during the week. So let's keep doing that together with some directions. Okay, Pauline, turn right.
Okay.
Take a step forward.
Okay. Where am I going?
Well, just follow my directions, Pauline. We are practicing English.
I feel like we are practicing make Pauline look silly.
Oh, that's great, too. Okay, turn left and face our friends. Now take a step forward.
Okay.
All right, now take a step sideways.
Peter, I'm just back in the same place.
Not yet, you aren't. Now take a step back. Now you are in the same place.
Oh, thanks for that.
See, when you follow directions, you will not get lost. Directions are very useful.
Well, at least our features are very useful. Let's go to those now.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I am looking at my shopping list. I need to go to the supermarket. I have several things to buy. I like to go to the supermarket, don't you? I can find almost everything I want there. And I can also spend a lot of money. Oh, it's time for me to go. See you later.
Supermarkets are large stores. They sell food and many other things. But most people go to supermarkets to buy food. You can buy meat. You can buy fruits and vegetables. You can buy bread, cakes, and cookies. You can buy milk and cheese. You can buy food in boxes and cans too. Supermarkets are very convenient. Years ago, you had to go to a different store to buy each of those things. Today, they're all in the same place, the supermarket. When you go in the door, you pick up a shopping basket or get a shopping cart. Then you walk around the store and find the food you want. You can choose everything you want. Some supermarkets have special sections. They have a meat and seafood counter. You can ask a clerk for the meat or fish you want. There is also often a deli counter. There you can buy fresh salads and cooked meat for sandwiches. Sometimes you can buy hot food there as well. You can take it home and eat it right away. Supermarkets also sell some medicine and other personal products. You can get almost everything you need at a supermarket. It's one-stop shopping.
Okay, I'm back. I bought a lot of things at the supermarket. You can see that. I got everything on my list, and now I have to put everything away. some things were on sale, so I saved money. But I also saved time because I only had to shop in one store. It was great. Okay, I had to go and put the milk and eggs in the refrigerator. See you next time, everyone. Thanks for stopping by. Bye.
What you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. Happy, happy, happy day. Have a happy, happy day. Happy day. Help someone and give a smile. Give the whole world your best today. What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Come on,
everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about directions. And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Nan West.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Nan. Thanks for being on our show. We have an interesting question today from Carrie Wee of Brooklyn, New York. Carrie writes, a map has four main directions, north, south, east, and west. I am wondering, what do we call the directions in between these four directions?
Great question, Carrie. You're right. There are four main directions on a map.
Yes. North is usually at the top of the map. South is usually at the bottom of the map.
If north is at the top, then west will be on the left side of the map, and east will be on the right.
Yes, but what about the directions in between?
Well, just like there are four main directions, there are also four directions in between. We describe them by putting two of the directions together.
Right. So if north is at the top of the map, what do we call the direction to the top left corner of the map?
Okay, so, well, up and to the left is northwest.
Does that mean the top right corner is northeast?
Very good, yes. Then the bottom two corners of the map are southwest and southeast.
I see. So we always say north or south, and then east or west.
That's right. This is different than in Chinese. In Chinese, you will say east or west, and then north or south.
Interesting. Thanks for your help, Nan. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, hey, man. What's up?
Is there a WC in this building?
Hey, nice jacket, man.
Oh, thanks.
But, sorry, what do you need?
A WC.
WC, what's that? Oh, a waffle chicken. No, a wonderful cookie.
Oh, no. A bathroom. I need to use a restroom quick.
Oh, you need to pee. Yeah. Okay, got it. The restroom is not too far away.
But yeah. Where? Where?
Oh, right. Go down this hallway and turn, and then you go down that hallway and you turn. Is it right or is it left?
That is a super sentence!
Super sentence, man! Right on!
Oh, yeah. Oh. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, super sentence, man.
Are you okay?
I'll find the restroom.
Right.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. You should try to use today's super sentence. It is go somewhere and turn right or left. Or you could turn east, west, or north, or south. There are a lot of options.
Got it. Well, here's one.
Okay.
Go up the stairs and turn left.
Go up the stairs and turn left. Super.
Good. Bye.
Wait. You should listen to his super sentence, right? Do you have another one?
Sure, bro. Get this. Go down the street and turn right. Go up North Avenue and turn west.
Oh, that's two.
Go a few miles and turn right. And there you are.
And where is that?
I don't know, man.
But it was a super sentence. Remember, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Okay, good job. I'm leaving.
Why is he in such a hurry?
He's going to the WC.
The wonderful cookie? I love the WC. Is it this way?
Yeah, just go down the hall and then you turn somewhere. I don't know.
Those features are great. They're so much fun. Hey, Pauline, do you remember when we didn't have GPS or phones?
Yes, I do remember that. When you wanted to go on a trip, you had to look at everything on the map. And if you got lost while you were driving, you had to pull out this big map and try and figure out where you were.
My family would go camping, and so you were in the mountains. You had to have a map, and if you got lost, well, then you're lost in the mountains.
Well, I am glad we have GPS now, although it's good to know how to read a map.
Well, friends, we'll be back again next week for some other great lessons. Make sure to join us then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.